Chapter 18, Louis in Control. They drove back to José's house, the rifle at Louis's side. Louis parked the jeep behind some trees.
"We're going to need the jeep later to get back to the plane," he said. "We don't want anyone to find it. We might need to get away very quickly."
He smiled and pointed to the long building nearby.
"In that building, there are tons of cocaine, and we're going to take it. We'll put it into the jeep, drive back to the plane, and then you, my friend, are going to fly over the Gulf of Mexico. I've just got one phone call to make before we leave, to let the fishermen know we'll be dropping the cocaine onto the fishing boats today. José told them we weren't making the drop today, so now I'm going to tell them that we are. Let's go to the house."
Rosa was standing outside when they arrived.
"What are you doing here?"
she asked, curious.
"I thought you were flying to Peru."
"Where's José?"
asked Louis, ignoring Rosa's question.
"He went with Roberto to the fields," Rosa answered. "One of the farmers had a problem, and José went to speak to him."
Louis smiled.
"The only way José knows how to speak is with a gun."
"That's not a very nice thing to say, Louis," said Rosa. "José's a good man."
"José's a good man!"
Louis laughed.
"José doesn't know what the word good means."
"I think it's you who doesn't know what good means, Louis," said Rosa, and she turned and went into the house.
"You go over to the building and wait for me there," Louis told Tony. "I'm going to drive the jeep closer to the building. It will be easier to load the cocaine into it. Then we can drive away quickly if we have to. Oh, and another thing. Don't try to escape. I've got the jeep and this."
Louis held up the rifle. Tony sighed and walked towards the building. As he got closer, he heard the sound of a car. He turned round, expecting to see Louis in the jeep, but instead he saw Roberto driving a car and José sitting next to him. Roberto stopped the car, and José jumped out, followed by Roberto. They ran up to Tony, José's face red with anger.
"What are you doing here?"
José shouted, holding Tony's arm tightly.
"What's going on? Is Louis with you?"
Before Tony could reply, Louis came driving up fast. He stopped the jeep close to José and jumped out.
"Surprised to see me, José?"
he asked.
"Why aren't you in Peru?"
José asked. He looked all around him.
"And where's Fernando?"
he asked.
"Fernando won't be working for you anymore," said Louis. "He had an accident."
Roberto looked at the rifle in Louis's hand.
"That's Fernando's rifle. I recognize it," he said. "Where's my brother? What have you done to him?"
"He's not far from the runway," said Louis. "He's having a very long sleep."
Louis laughed. Roberto jumped into the car.
"If he's dead, I'll kill you,"
he shouted as he drove away quickly.
"Roberto isn't going to kill you, Louis."
"I am,"
said José. He pulled a gun from inside his jacket and pointed it at Louis.
"And you," he said to Tony, "get over there next to him."
"You forget, José, that I've got a rifle,"
said Louis, pointing the rifle at José.
"You're an idiot, Louis," said José. "Don't you know that Fernando never put more than 2 or 3 bullets in his rifle? It's probably empty by now. You'd better check."
Louis lowered the rifle for just a second. Quickly, José jumped forward, pulled the rifle from Louis's hand, and threw it far to one side.
"Okay," he said. "Now lie face down on the ground, both of you."
Just then, a man in a white coat came out of the building. José called out to him.
"Pepe, come over here, quickly."
Pepe came running.
"What's going on? What's all the noise? What's Louis doing here?"
he asked, confused.
"Louis wants to kill me," José said. "And his friend here wants to help him. Help me, Pepe."
Pepe just stood there.
"I'm not one of your killers," he said. "I just make the cocaine. I'm going to get help."
As he spoke, he started running back towards the building.
"Come back,"
José shouted, turning his head away from Louis.
"You know there's no one there. They're in the fields."
Louis took advantage of the situation and punched José hard in the face. José fell, hit his head on the ground, and lay there unconscious. Louis took José's gun, pointed it at José's head, and fired. But the gun stuck. It didn't work. Angry, Louis put the gun into his pocket.
"Come on,"
he said to Tony.
We'd better get the cocaine before the men get back from the fields.
What about Pepe? Asked Tony. He's in the building.
I know Pepe, said Louis. He's a coward. He'll do what I tell him to do.
When Louis and Tony went inside the building, they found Pepe hiding behind a pile of boxes.
Come here, said Louis, pulling him out. Now tell me, has all the cocaine been put into packages?
Pepe nodded.
You haven't kept any for yourself, have you?
Asked Louis, pointing the gun at Pepe.
I'll kill you if you're telling me lies.
It's all there, Louis. I promise you, I haven't taken anything,
Pepe said, frightened.
Good man, Louis said. Get the rope from the jeep, Tony, and tie him up.
Tony tied Pepe up quickly. As soon as he had finished, Louis took Tony to a room at the back of the building. On a long table, Tony saw hundreds of small packages. Louis rubbed his hands together.
Cocaine. Beautiful, isn't it? He said. I'll just make that phone call to the fishermen to tell them we're dropping the cocaine, and then you can help me put it all into the jeep. This is going to be easier than I thought.